Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification with me, your host, John Ossipinski. I have been working with the lymphatic system to help many health problems for over 25 years. Millions of people have chronic fatigue. It is seen as a mystery. Once you understand the lymphatic system and how cellular waste is building in your body and brain, you will gain more control over your fatigue. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help chronic fatigue by improving the lymphatic system. When you receive a diagnosis of chronic fatigue, most of the time you aren't going to be told to improve your lymphatic system. The lymphatic system is a tiny network of vessels and nodes that help to clean the body and brain of cellular waste and fluid and fats and other debris. When the lymphatic system is not working optimally, you can fill with cellular waste parts of cells, which makes you acidic and toxic, and you become fatigued. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, published in 2006, and my on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life, explain how we're filling with cellular waste due to a congested lymphatic system. Most importantly, I give you steps to follow to improve your lymphatic system and health. Understanding this missed science, I developed body work called LymphPractic that I use to help clients in Scottsdale, Arizona. I tune up your lymphatic system to boost your immune response and natural detoxification of cellular waste. We reduce inflammation and your life changes. LymphPractic will make you more relaxed in your body and mind than you have felt in a long time. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world. Taking steps to improve the lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment system, you have a better chance of overcoming an illness, lowering your risk of disease, and improving how you feel mentally and physically. Having some fatigue, feeling tired for a few days is common. Chronic fatigue is much worse and can devastate your life. What is chronic fatigue? Chronic fatigue is not actually a disease. It's a set of symptoms that fit together to point to a certain condition. In order to be diagnosed with chronic fatigue, you must meet a few criteria. You must have extreme fatigue that is medically unexplained that lasts for at least 6 months. In addition, there must be four or more of the following: a substantial impairment in short-term memory or concentration, sore throat, tender neck or armpit lymph nodes, muscle pain, headaches of a new type, disturbed sleep, a relapse of symptoms after any exercise that lasts more than 24 hours, and pain in multiple joints without swelling or redness. I want to go over the symptoms more closely with an understanding of the lymphatic system and cellular waste. When you have substantial impairment in short-term memory or concentration, we have to understand that the lymphatic system was found in the brain, so we know there's a direct lymph-brain connection. If you have a sore throat, and I see this often in clients, they have sore throat for months or years, and they don't realize that their lymphatic system, the major lymph vessel, is right in your neck. And when that backs up, acidic cellular waste backs up into your throat, creating a sore throat. Tender neck or armpit lymph nodes. This is where we have nodes, lymphatic nodes, right? Around the base of our neck, under our ears, and in our armpits or at the top of our legs, really at every crease of the body. And they become tender because they're inflamed from cellular waste. Muscle pain, the lymphatic system cleans every system in our body. Headaches, again, we know that the lymphatic system must maintain our brain, so if it can't clear fluid from our brain, we're going to get pressure, and that's the headaches you're feeling. Disturbed sleep, we already know for many years that sleep disturbances are due to cellular waste building in the body. And when you have a problem with having more symptoms after exercise, it's occurring because you're pushing waste out of your tissues into your blood supply, and that's making you more acidic for a few days, and then you feel better. This is why you also have your flare-ups. And pain in multiple joints without swelling or redness, you know, osteoarthritis has been linked to the buildup of cellular waste. So I hope you see that the lymphatic system plays a large role in your chronic fatigue. I see this extreme fatigue in some of my clients the day after their first LymphPractic session to improve the lymphatic system. They felt extreme fatigue. Some said they couldn't get out of bed or slept for 14 hours. Some people have more energy after a session. It all depends on how acidic and toxic you are. In my opinion, this is happening again. Chronic fatigue is due to the release of acidic cellular waste into the bloodstream. When your blood becomes more acidic, it can no longer hold oxygen efficiently. If your cells can't hold oxygen, then you can't make adenosine triphosphate, which is ATP and what we need for energy. So clients feel the most toxic after their first session. With each session, inflammation is reduced. And no matter how toxic or sick somebody is when they come see me, they always say about a third session, they don't feel the fatigue or they don't feel toxic after their sessions. And that's because we've reduced inflammation in their body. So if you're suffering with chronic fatigue, you have to realize it is really occurring due to the buildup of cellular waste in your body. So my book, so you can gain more control over your fatigue and other health problems by learning to reduce cellular waste by maintaining your lymphatic system, because the lymphatic system is what maintains our cellular environment. It's a whole secondary system like your blood system that must clean cellular waste. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, as well as my course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain Weight Loss and Life, explains how to activate your lymphatic system to reduce the buildup of cellular waste that is creating your fatigue and really most your health problems. And understand, this isn't something I just thought of. 13 years ago, I wrote a book on how most health problems are due to cellular waste building in our body, and I went into detail. Well, in the past 2 to 3 years, many health problems from osteoarthritis, arterial sclerosis, breast cancer, lung tumors, anxiety, insomnia, Parkinson's, Huntington's, ALS, schizophrenia have all been linked to cellular waste. So, I hope you see that if many diseases are linked to cellular waste, chronic fatigue is also really about cellular waste building in your body. So once you have an awareness of the lymphatic system, and we don't, most people I talk to don't even know they have a lymphatic system. So once you have an awareness, you'll be able to gain control over your fatigue and health, and it really doesn't take much. Before I tell you what you can do to help chronic fatigue, let me explain how I can help you in my office here in Scottsdale, Arizona, with sessions of Lymphpractic. I activate your lymphatic system over a few weeks, and I reduce inflammation. And from the first session, most people say they feel better, even though they may feel some fatigue the next day. They say they feel different. Remember, I'm opening up a system in the body that we totally ignore. So if you live outside of Arizona, contact me for lymphatic system health coaching over the phone or Skype. It really is life-changing. To help chronic fatigue, the goal is to improve lymph flow, right? We have this system that must clear cellular waste and fats and other debris, and we ignore it. And in my course, I show you how to use dietary balancing, basic supplements, and how to manually activate the lymphatic system with the Ossipinski method of self-lymphatic drainage, an 8-minute routine that, again, I had to teach my clients. Otherwise, their lymphatic system is going to always get built up with cellular waste. So this really gives you complete control over cellular waste in your body. So if you want to improve lymph flow, you must start thinking about everyday lymphatic system detoxification. And I'm not going to get into a lot of supplements and today. It's really more about activating your lymphatic system with your hands. But we have to talk about diet, because if we want to improve your lymphatic system and you're still eating a lot of bread and wheat or rice, and even whole grains or brown rice are still acid forming in the body. So we really have to understand we have to eat more fruits and vegetables, and sometimes for a few days eat, salads and more raw vegetables to sort of help to bring enzymes into the body to help break down cellular waste. So we have to look at the foods you eat. Are they mostly acid or alkaline forming? And you can get a list of a PDF of an acid alkaline food chart on my homepage, ossipinskihealthacademy.com or healthylymphsystem.com. It's on the bottom. And put that on your refrigerator and start eating more alkaline foods, which are basically fruits and vegetables and alkaline nuts and seeds. So we also need to take products that buffer acid in the body, and magnesium may be one of the simplest products that you can take. We can also include potassium, baking soda, and a daily green drink, whether you blend it or use a powdered formula. And the most important thing is probably light exercise. I don't want you to go out and do intense exercise because that's going to, again, knock you out again. So we want to do daily light exercise. In the first few days, you know, first week, you want to really maybe skip, do it every other day, every third day, just to start moving that waste through your body. I love Epsom salt baths. It's a great way to get magnesium into your body. And if you're really fatigued, you have to understand that you're going to get more fatigued after you do take any magnesium or do any type of drainage or even sometimes changing your diet, but especially when you take an Epsom salt bath. I take one or two weekly, and I tend to feel a few hours of toxicity where I'm more tired because my blood's become acidic and, again, just fatigued. I just can't move. And it's just for a few hours, and then I tend to feel better. So if you really have some chronic fatigue that's really debilitating, try soaking your feet at first. Just use a third of a cup of Epsom salt and baking soda and soak your feet for about 15 minutes in a warm soak, and you will see, you will be able to take a deep breath and feel more relaxed. But again, later on, it may release some waste, which is going to make you more toxic. This is just what happens. If we don't understand that, we're going to be getting toxic, and many people tell me, oh, I stopped taking that supplement because it was making me toxic. Well, most of the time, it's releasing waste. So if you were going to keep on stopping that toxicity from coming out, then you're going to stay toxic. So water is really very important, right? Water is the medium that helps to move waste out of your body. And when you become dehydrated, your lymph fluid can become thick like glue, and that's not going to clean waste very well. Many clients come into me slouching, and, you know, they're sick, they're not feeling well, and they slouch. And once I tell them that once you are slouching, you're stopping your lymph flow, they sit up straighter. And I love when I see them keep on, because it's something we have to think of often. We just are always slouching. It's just more comfortable. So we have to really just constantly be straightening up and not being perfect. We just need to straighten up a little bit more, and you'll feel more relaxed in your body and feel relaxed more in your brain. It's just something that we have to think of much more often. Deep breathing. Every time you take a deep breath, you're moving waste through your body, through your organs, through your brain. So deep breathing is like exercise. So if you're incapacitated, if you can't do a lot of exercise, then, you know, just start doing some deep breathing. Maybe twice a day, take 15 breaths, and over a few weeks, build to 30 breaths a couple of times a day. Nice and relaxed deep breathing. In my office, I put clients through 3 to 4 weeks of lymphatic drainage sessions. I like to call it a tsunami. I'm creating a big wave through the body and brain. Have you've seen pictures of tsunamis. They pick up houses and cars and boulders. And that's what we want to create. We want to pick up all this waste that's storing in your brain and your organs and in your muscles so that you have less pain, that you'll feel better. And we do that by activating the lymphatic system. Now, again, you can put yourself through a lymphatic drainage detoxification by learning how to do self-lymphatic drainage, and you can do that in my course, which is really groundbreaking. I've had hundreds of people on it, not one refund, and, you know, people, I get emails all the time on how it changes their life. This is something that you'll use for your whole life, so don't really ignore your lymphatic system. You have to have an awareness of it. Dr. Oz says it's ignored in medicine, and he's right. So if I can help you understand how to help how you feel and think, contact me at healthylymphsystem.com. And remember, you can download an acid alkaline food chart. It's really basic. Put it on your refrigerator. It's at my homepage, healthylymphsystem.com. And eat more alkaline foods. Next Thursday's show will be on how to help weight loss by balancing pH. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification with me, your host, John Ossipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.